Audio description of House, Pine Trees and Horses by Arthur Boyd. This work, House, Pine Trees and Horses, was painted by Arthur Boyd in 1940. The artist used oil on canvas, mounted on composition board. The painting is almost 52 centimetres tall and 67 centimetres wide, and it comes from the National Gallery of Australia collection. Boyd has used a smooth blend of colours and fine lines to paint a rural scene. A meadow fills the foreground. The grass seems short, but its coloration is exquisitely complex. Soft greens and blues overlay a base of tan, brown and yellow, suggesting dry seasons and wet ones, and recent growth after dieback. Two horses graze on the green, their necks arching gracefully downward. One, near the centre of the piece, is larger and seems to be closer. Its coat is reddish-brown. Sweeping strokes of black show its tail and mane. The other horse seems to be further back. It is standing by a fence of post and wire that runs across the painting below the midline. This horse is black, with accents of brown under the belly and legs. Also beside the fence, on the left side of the image, stand five trees so close together that their canopies tangle into one flowing mass of greens with faint yellow highlights. In the upper left, another field has been painted in patches and blotches of colour. These could be more horses or other animals of white and of chestnut, too far away to be clearly discerned. Beyond the fence, in the upper right quarter of the painting, there is a modest farmhouse. Two silver triangles show the pitch of the tin roof. Below them, there is a band of red overlaying yellow, recalling the colours of bricks and mortar. Behind each triangle stand two chimneys in the same shade of yellow. A blur of grey surrounds the farmhouse. It could be wood smoke or cloud. The sky is painted in pale blue, stippled with small patches of tan and cream. This is the end of the audio description.